The deadliest Ebola outbreak on record is now officially over, according to the World Health Organization, after claiming more than 11,000 lives and infecting almost 30,000 people, largely in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. But there are ongoing health concerns, including the Zika virus. It is not deadly, but can have devastating effects, and it's spreading throughout much of tropical Latin America, the Caribbean, and to a woman outside Houston in the one U.S. case. Dr. Ernesto Marquez is a professor of infectious diseases and microbiology at the University of Pittsburgh Center for Vaccine Research. He's just returned from Brazil, which is struggling with this virus. So, Dr. Marquez, what exactly is the Zika virus?
Well, Zika virus is a flavivirus, the same family as West Nile and dengue and yellow fever virus. It's a very small virus, and in an adult, is very mild. The main issue there we are just realizing is the infection of pregnant women during early stages of pregnancy that can result in horrible anomalies to the fetus and to the baby.
So people don't die from it, but babies in utero could be infected and have terrible brain damage.
Brain, eyes, hearing, there are all kinds of malformations that we are just starting to identify associated with this congenital disease.
How is it spread? So, I would assume by insect bites, hearing the others.
Yes. The Aedes aegypti mosquito seems to be the main vector, but there are other forms of transmissions that are being investigated as well. Sexual transmission and perhaps also other kinds of mosquito vectors as well.
Well, but the woman in Texas who's been diagnosed recently traveled to El Salvador. They're thinking it's likely that's where she was infected. But then again, mosquitoes fly. The Gulf Coast isn't far from places where mosquitoes are, you know, carrying the virus. Is there a concern that it could be spread even further?
Sure. Mosquitoes don't fly thousands of miles, but cargo does. Mosquitoes can be transported by several means, and the eggs as well in many different ways. So it is going to spread.
Besides trying to protect yourself from mosquito bites, it seems as if the other prevention might be vaccines. Is there one?
No. We knew very little about Zika virus until now, and was not in the top list of anyone to develop a vaccine against Zika. Mm. There are more than 300 different flavivirus or arbovirus, that can cause the human disease. We basically think they'll be in the jungle, in the bushes, and are not going to hurt us, but eventually they do.
That's Dr. Ernesto Marquez, professor of infectious diseases and microbiology at the University of Pittsburgh Center for Vaccine Research, talking to us about the Zika virus. Dr. Marquez, thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.